Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Mile High Report Radio Horse Tracks. And now, here's what's happening in Broncos country.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special post-game Horse Tracks. I am Jess Place, joined by Tim Lynch. And I have to tell you that the highlight of tonight's game against the Carolina Panthers was I got new tires. Four of them from Costco. They are on the car, headed back with my wife. Beyond that, there is nothing really to be excited about. The Denver Broncos fell to the Carolina Panthers. Tim, what was the score?
23-10.
Oh, they couldn't get over 10 points again. Okay, well, more of the same from these Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. They're pretty good, right, Tim?
No, they're not. They're bad. Just like us.
But we may be worse.
We're worse, yes. Well, I mean, Nathaniel Hackett firing watch has begun. So
again,
that's something to look forward to. Yeah.
I mean, we thought last week that it was.
I mean, we're so relieved that that Jaguars game saved his job because, you know, the turnaround has been huge.
Huge.
Since then, just huge.
Leader of men.
Yes, leader of men. But it's just the same old story. I mean, what are we going to talk about? The Broncos offense was putrid again, running the Nathaniel Hackett system. The defense is kind of starting to show some cracks. You know, they're no longer absolutely dominant. They're really good.
They're finally missing Bradley Chubb. That's what's happening.
They're missing a lot of guys. I mean,
well, yeah.
All the players on injured reserve, right? It's just they have to score points, and they're just not. I'm just over it. At this point, I know firing Hackett won't really produce much changes, but it's kind of just like give us a breath of fresh air, move forward with something else, knowing that change is coming, knowing that we don't have to question whether or not his job is safe or blah, blah, blah. It's just get it over with. Move on. Give it to Clint Kubiak. Give it to Dom Capers.
They already have. Like, really, what is Hackett doing on the sideline? He doesn't call plays. He's not managing the game. They've basically quiet fired him. Like, there's quiet quitting. There's quiet firing. Like, what is he doing?
I mean, even then, they had a delay of game on a critical fourth down and goal. Like,
are we sure that his headset is even plugged in at this point? Is he listening to the Backstreet Boys?
Well, we could ask Lori. You know, she said she's on her way to North Carolina right now.
Joining us, but she's on a bike ride. She says to Denver to kick Nathaniel Hackett's ass. I think by the time she gets there, hopefully, he won't be in the building. So.
So we are
in no way advocating any violence against anybody, but damn it, someone needs to slap some sense into this team.
Yes.
And if it's not going to be the coach, it's going to be Lori Lattimore Vogel.
So what was your favorite part of the game?
The field goal is pretty awesome. I totally had planned on participating in this podcast using that as like the focus. Like, did you see that? I mean, the one we made. I'm sorry. I need to clarify. Not the one we missed. The one we made.
Yeah. I mean, mine was when the game ended.
Through the second quarter, or
no? When I have to write during the game, so I'm like blogging and doing stuff. And by the end of the game, I was just over it. I just couldn't take it anymore. I was glad it was over. Move on to the next one. You know, it's the same old Broncos. I've tried to stay optimistic. I've even predicted wins in our weekly predictions posts, but
I had high hopes. I thought we might win.
But my optimism is gone. I just don't have it anymore. I'm going to become a very negative person. I hate when I have to cover the team when I'm feeling this negative. But it is what it is, you know? That's where we're at. And
is now a good time for me to renegotiate my contract with SB Nation?
Probably not.
Well, I thought I'd ask. Damn it. Well, thankfully, the Broncos have Baltimore. In Baltimore next week. So that will probably be a get-right game. I assume they're going to score at least 6 points. Things could go very
well. They might be looking ahead to their primetime game against the Chiefs. So that, you know, they might be overlooking the Ravens next week. So I don't know about them 6 points.
Wow. They're going to get their lunch just like handed to them, like eaten, regurgitated, and then handed to them. I don't think we're going to see. I mean, maybe Arizona. Maybe? I don't know. Maybe Arizona could. We could.
I don't know. You tend to you know, get quarterbacks right when they're on the downslope. You know, Sam Darnold, you know, coming out looking efficient. If we get Colt McCoy against the Cardinals, I don't know. I don't know if we could stop him.
Oh, my God. When we drafted Tebow, Colt McCoy said he would make the Broncos pay. You remember that? Remember that in that draft? This could be the Colt McCoy moment where he dunks on the Denver Broncos.
Wait, Colt McCoy's that old?
He's that old. Yes, he was so mad that the Broncos took Tebow over him. Field Goals is having a great time. The SB Nation affiliate of the Seahawks. They are loving every second of this, and damn it, I don't blame them. Like, this is.
I mean, they're going to get a number two overall pick.
It could not be worse. Like, it really could not be worse.
I don't know if there's anything to be positive about at this point. This just, the team is starting to come apart a little bit, and with each loss, it's going to get worse. They need to fire Hackett. That's really the only thing they can do to hopefully generate some sort of spark with the players and maybe a fresh approach. Just get him out of the building, get somebody else formulating the game plans, because I saw today that they're still running Hackett's system. It's just somebody else is calling the plays. I mean, that's like, what is that even doing? You have a failed system and you're just changing the guy who's calling the play. Like, that does nothing. That's why we're still seeing the same offense with Kubiak. We're not seeing Kubiak's system. We're seeing Hackett's system. Like, start rolling in some different plays, please. I just can't watch this anymore. It's the most ineffective offense I've ever seen in my 44 years. And they actually make Drew Lock, Pat Shurmur pairing look competent. And I thought they were the worst pairing. And, you know, I'm wrong.
They plumb new depths right now of awful every week. I mean, really, like, oh, we can't lose to the Josh McDaniels-led Raiders twice in one season. Oh, yes, we did. Well, at least we won't lose to the Carolina Panthers. They're awful. Oh, yes, we did. Like, yeah.
To an interim head coach, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And congratulations. They traded away their best running back. And how much heavy rushing yards did they give up? Like 300? I don't know. I lost count. It's a very negative feeling day today. So I'm trying to find some positive to look into. But you know, when the team is scoring 14.27 points per game, it's the worst since the 2000 Browns, who scored 10.1. There's not much to be positive about. It's frustrating. I think frustrating is the word of the Broncos, 22 Broncos. You know, in 2015, it was iron sharpens iron. The 22 Broncos slogan is frustrating. Let's ride.
Yeah, 14.27 points a game. Field Yates says that that's what we're averaging so far. So I believe Field Yates. However, I think we can really give those early Browns, 2000 Browns, a run for their money. When they scored the first touchdown in the first quarter, right? It was the first quarter?
The Panthers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they scored.
Yeah. When they scored,
the Broncos didn't score theirs until the end of the game.
They scored their 3 points in the second quarter and then decided to score again in the fourth quarter. The third quarter was, again, a total abomination, just a ridiculous display of ineptitude and awfulness.
We will always defer possession to the third quarter when we win the coin toss. That's what the Broncos do. Analytics says you should take the ball in the second half, even when you have the worst third quarter offense in NFL history. Boy, we want that 3-and-out to start the second half. Just get our blood flowing.
Really gets the game.
Set the tone.
Moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what else? You got anything else? Did you get new tires? I got new tires. I'm excited to see them. Snow's coming.
I don't need new tires just yet. But
Costco tires.
It is supposed to snow this weekend. So.
Well, there you go. Idaho.
Tonight, tomorrow.
Hoodaho, Udaho. There you go.
I feel the hoe.
Well, you've been listening to a very special post-game Horse Tracks. This has been just awful, just like the Denver Broncos. Thank you for listening, whoever you are. I appreciate you. Just give us a tweet. Let us know your name. We'll give you a shout-out because we really appreciate it at this point, because after watching that, who would want some more of it? Let's relive it together in this week's podcast. Thank you.
That's right.